I'm speaking with Cinch Munson, who's Director of Agriculture Business Development for the Propane Education and Research Council, or PERC. And PERC has just released new web-based and mobile applications that can help customers estimate their cost savings with propane. So, Cinch, tell us a little bit about that.
We released a suite of cost calculator tools. We have three areas where we're seeing substantial growth. Number of areas, but three of them are agriculture, commercial landscape, and autogas on-road fleets. And as customers are looking at what does it mean if I switch to propane? What does that mean to my bottom line? We saw a need for some cost calculators where people could easily, they can get online, they can get an app for their phone, they can download a desktop tool, or they can download a worksheet that you use with a pen and paper, and figure out what they may save by switching from a conventional fuel like diesel or gasoline to propane.
Well, looking at the agricultural sector, there you have a propane irrigation engine calculator. So let's talk specifically about that and what that can tell a farmer.
At PERC, we've worked with a number of companies in the last few years to develop new propane engines for use in irrigation. And with this tool, a producer can get online, pull out their phone, however they want to access it, and plug in some basic information. What's the horsepower of your engine? How many hours do you expect to run it? What's the cost of a propane engine? What's the cost of a diesel engine? What am I going to be paying for propane? When am I going to be paying for diesel? And it'll give me a calculation. Hey, here's what it's going to cost you in year one. Here's what the difference is going to be between the propane and the diesel engine, as well as a five-year outlook. So they can see what that return on investment would be by making the choice to go with propane.
Now, how would you find these?
All the details can be found at www.propanecostcalculator.com. There's details there about accessing it online and downloading the desktop tool, as well as downloading the hard copy form. And there's also information there about how to access it, whether it's from the Apple or the Android app store.
Excellent. Cinch, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think we're good. We really are pleased with the performance of the engines we've seen come to the market in the last few years. And as people look at needing to get a new irrigation engine or replace an existing engine, we really encourage them to take a look at this tool and take a look at propane and these new engines and what that can mean for their bottom line.
Well, Cinch, another thing I'd like to hit on real quick with you is the World LP Gas Forum, which is coming up next week in Miami, and which PERC is going to have a pretty significant presence, and you're also taking part there. So tell me a little bit about this event and what PERC is doing there and what your role is in it.
It's an annual global event for the liquid propane gas industry. People come from all around the world. They come together to talk about the future of propane, the role of propane, and forge new business relationships. I'll be there with an irrigation engine, a couple of irrigation engines. And PERC in general, we're going to be there highlighting a number of technology developments that we've had over the last number of years in areas including agriculture, on-road fleets, off-road and commercial landscaping, and residential commercial construction. And, PERC's going to be there, in force, I guess. Our CEO, President Roy Willis, will be there. Our Chief Business Development Officer, Tucker Perkins, will be there. All of our market leads. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind event, and, it's a great opportunity to highlight the versatility of propane and what it means for people who are looking for a great fuel source.
Well, thanks a lot, Cinch, and I'll look forward to meeting you and talking with you next week at the World LP Gas Forum in Miami. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.